Pastor Smith 在我们中国教会跟美国教会有一个联合的，在一个圣诞晚会里面，我们一起有一个交换礼物的，但是我不会跟你们讲所有发生的事情。
It was also great to see Jeannie.
非常高兴看到 Jeannie。我认识他非常多年了。And 昨天我正在看一些我以前录下来的东西。And Jeannie 就在我的录影里面。And 那是我们特别是做了一个弥赛亚的一个话剧。所以我跟我的一个朋友呢，是为了一个孩童我们所写的一个。And 他在那里面有一个独唱。如果你没有真的活的话，没有听到我孩童唱弥赛亚的话，你就没有还活着。
Now we got it. Okay. Wonderful. It's a miracle. Have you had a good Christmas?
你们有一个很好的圣诞节吗？
Yeah. Are your Christmas decorations still up?
你的那个布置还在吗？
Yeah, ours are too.
我们家的也还在。
I noticed they are here too. That's great.
我们看这边还有。
My son is a Lutheran pastor in California.
我的儿子他是在一个路德教会的一个牧师。
And he is rapidly, he very quickly tells the entire family, Christmas does not end until January 5th.
And 他会跟家人讲说，圣诞节是真的圣诞节是一月五号才开始。
Actually, the 6th is Epiphany.
And 这个是六号的话是一个特别的。
And that's the celebration of the wise men coming to Jesus.
And 是在庆祝这些博士来寻找耶稣。
And I'm going to talk about the wise men today.
我今天在这边讲到这些博士。
I was an elementary school teacher for more than 30 years.
And 我在小学教书教了30年。
And at Christmas time, you get gifts.
And 在圣诞节时候，我常常收到很多礼物。
I have enough coffee mugs to stock a Starbucks.
我呢有很多喝咖啡的杯子，可以开一个店了。
And then there are the gift card holders with no gift cards.
And 但是呢也有很多里面的一些卡片，但是里面并没有一些礼物。
My favorite was a box of chocolates.
我最喜欢的其实是一盒的巧克力。
With half the chocolates gone.
但是里面有一半的巧克力已经被吃掉了。
And most of the others with little holes poked in the bottom.
有的时候里面呢还有一些洞，但就是被人家偷吃了。
The gift giver did not like coconut or cherry.
你可以看得出来有哪些是他不爱吃的。
Sometimes we get strange presents.
我们有时候会拿到一些很奇怪的礼物。
Have you ever wondered what were they thinking?
你有在想他们到底在想什么？
The answer is they weren't.
他们真的没有在好好思考。
But today we want to talk about some gifts that were brought to the baby.
我们今天要来看着婴儿带给我们什么样的礼物。
And so I'll take this short time to talk to you, and we're going to start with Matthew chapter 2.
我们先来看马太福音第二章。
And we'll start with the second verse, and this is the story of the wise men.
And 这边讲到博士的故事。
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说
：“And asked, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.”
那生下来做犹太人的之王在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him.
希律王听见了，心里不安，耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。
When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, where were the Messiah to be born?
他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督当生在哪里？
In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied.
他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒。
For this is what the prophet has written.
因为先知这样记载着说。
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah.
因为犹大利的伯利恒，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小。
For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared.
当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的。
He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child."
And 就差他们往伯利恒去说，你们去仔细寻找那小孩子。
As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him.
寻到就来报信，我也好去拜他。
And after they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
他们听着王的话就去了，在东方所看见那星，忽然在他们前头行，直到行小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。
When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
他们看见那星就大大的欢喜。
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him.
进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子。
Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。
And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。
May the Lord bless the reading of His word.
求神祝福他自己的话。
Who were these guys?
这些人是什么样的人呢？
The Magi are properly referred to as wise men and kings.
哎，在这里面是讲到他，形容他们，他是一些有智慧的人，是博士。
As part of their religion, they paid particular attention to the stars.
他们在他们的宗教里面，他们非常花时间去看星星。
The King James Version translates the term as wise men.
And 在这个 King James 里面翻译呢，是讲他们说是有智慧的一些博士。
In translation, this word is the same word used as the wise men who Daniel was part of.
And 在这里面，在但以里面也用到这些，是讲到说他们是一些术士。
They were not Jews.
他们并不是犹太人。
Isn't it great to know that star was for everyone, not just the Jews.
我们可以看到这星星并不是只给犹太人，是给每一个的。
Although the Magi are often referred to as kings,
there's, yeah, go ahead. 有时候 Magi 有时在讲是讲君王。
There's nothing in this account that indicates that they're royalty.
在这边并没有讲他们是一个尊贵的君王。
Some of them identify them as kings because of some of the prophecies.
有些人会说他们也许是君王，是因为在先知里面可能有些预言。
Psalm 72, verses 10 and 11 says, May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him.
在诗篇72章10到11节里面讲说，诸王都要叩拜他，万国都要侍奉他。
May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him with gifts.
这边讲到说，示巴和西巴的王要献礼物给他。
May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him.
所有的王都要来敬拜他。
But these were special people.
这些人是一些非常特别的人。
Look how Herod received them.
你可以看到希律怎么样对待他。
He put great belief in what they said and did.
希律王相信他们所说的话。
He so believed them that he ordered that terrible massacre of the boys in Bethlehem.
他这么相信他的话，所以就产生了大屠杀。
We know Herod held himself in great esteem.
我们可以看到希律王对自己是非常自负的。
So for him to take his time and honor to these men,
所以他在这边花了很多的时间去接待这些人。
Shows that they carried some great being, some great honor with themselves.
所以我们可以看出来，这些人是可能有些背景的。
They probably had a great entourage, and their bearing probably did give this effect of royalty.
可能他们有很多的群众在跟着带着一起去。
One way or another, they had a feeling of importance.
不管怎么样，你可以看出他们是非常重要的人。
Psalm 86:9 says, "All the nations you have made will come and worship before you."
诗篇八十六第九节说：“主啊，你所造的万民都要来敬拜你。”
Lord, they will bring glory to your name.
他们要来荣耀你的名。
And that's what these men came to do.
所以这些人呢，就是来做这样的事情。
Why did they come? Remember the question.
他们为什么来？
Where is the king of the Jews?
这个犹太人的王是在哪里？
And this upset Herod.
这希律听到就非常的生气。
He had no baby king.
他并没有一个小的一个婴儿要做来出来做王。
as we know at that time, his son was older.
他的儿子呢已经成年了。
So there was someone there that was going to challenge his authority.
所以这边有一个婴儿呢要挑战他的王位。
It made him and his offspring show that they had no true heritage to this throne.
去证明他其实他并没有真正那个尊贵的王位。
He probably was very scared.
他可能非常害怕。
He had to trod the line with the Romans.
他必须因为他要跟从他是站在罗马那一边的。
And what if this new king got favor with the Romans?
但是这个新的，如果这个新的君王是跟罗马站在同队的话，
he would be out of a job and worse.
他可能就没有工作了，他的职位就会失去。
The prophecies that these men studied included the Psalms.
在这些先知里面的一些预言，包括诗篇。
Even though they studied the stars and other things, they studied writings from all different cultures.
但是我们可以看到这个星星不但是在旧约的历史里面，但是在所有的一些文化里面都有提到。
I imagine a couple verses were quite appealing to them.
我们可以看到有些经文里面是像这样对他们这样说的。
In the Psalms, chapter 72, verses 12 and 13, it says, For he will deliver the needy who cry out.
在诗篇七十二章第十二篇十二节讲说，贫乏人要呼求的时候
，The afflicted who have no one to help，
没有人帮助的困苦人
，He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death。
他要搭救这些贫穷人，还要帮助这些困苦的人。
This was the king they wanted to find。
这就是他们要寻找的君王。
This king was not a conqueror but a healer and a savior。
这个君王呢不是一个 在战争里面 赢胜的人，而是他要去帮助的一个君王。
They not only wanted to find him, they wanted to worship him.
他们不但要寻找到他，并且他们要去敬拜他。
They knew that this baby was so special that they brought very special gifts to him.
他们知道这个婴儿是非常非常特别，所以他们特别带了一些礼物。
So let's go over what they brought and why.
我们来看看他带了什么的礼物。
First one mentioned, of course, is gold.
第一个讲到呢是讲到黄金。
Don't tell my wife I brought this.
不要告诉我太太我今天带了黄金币来。
And it goes back in the safe when I get home.
我回去的时候马上就要把它放在保险箱。
I think we can all agree that gold is very dear.
我们可以看知道黄金是非常尊贵的。
It represents royalty.
这表达是一个尊贵的一个象征。
This was their acknowledgement that this was the King of Kings.
这就表达这个黄金表达是他是王中之王。
It doesn't lose its value.
它价值不会消失。
God gives us through Christ eternal value.
神借着耶稣基督给我们一个永恒的价值。
Isaiah Chapter 9 is one of my favorite Christmas verses.
以赛亚书第九章对我来讲是一个非常爱的一个圣经。
Verses 6 to 7 say, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
有一个婴儿为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
And the government will be upon his shoulder.
政权必担在他的肩膀上。
And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor.
他名称为奇妙策士。
Mighty God,
全能的神
Everlasting Father,
永在的父
Prince of Peace,
和平的君
And of the increases of his government and peace, there will be no end.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷
Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom,
他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国
To order it and establish it with judgment and justice,
以公平公义使国坚定稳固
From that time forward, even forever.
从今直到永远
The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
万军之耶和华必成就这事
Another gift that he gave
另外一个礼物呢
They gave was frankincense.
然后是讲到乳香
Most of us are familiar with these.
我们可以对这个都非常熟悉
The burning of frankincense and incense and the smoke rising.
我们可以看香的燃烧跟因为烟雾就会起来。
In many religions represents communication with God.
在很多的宗教里面就表示跟神的沟通。
Because this baby was going to be the communicator between us and God.
因为这个婴孩呢，会是在我们跟神之间的一个中保。
Thanks to him, we have a direct relationship with the Father.
我们要谢谢他，所以我们可以跟神沟通。
Hebrews 7, verses 24 through 26 say,
希伯来书第七章24到26节这样说。
But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood.
他的这个位置是永远长存的。
Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him.
所有来到神面前，他都可以拯救到底。
Because he always lives to intercede for them.
因为他是永远活着，为他们祈求。
Such a high priest truly meets our needs.
And 这样一个高过诸天的大祭司可以满足我们的需要。
One who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners.
这样圣洁无瑕恶无玷污远离罪人。
Exalted above the heavens.
高过诸天的大祭司。
The third gift we don't know quite as well.
And 第三个呢，我们可能不太熟悉。
Myrrh.
这是讲到没药。
Myrrh is a resin.
这个没药是一个 resin 是
，Yeah, it made from the sap of trees.
是从一个在树里面这样子分泌出来的。
It can be burned.
它可以把它燃烧。
It can be made into an ointment.
有时候我们可以把它变成一些膏油。
But either way, its primary purpose is healing.
最重要，它是有治疗性的。
It may be used for preserving dead bodies.
也可以用来做保存腐坏的尸体。
Represents this baby was going to be wounded and killed.
我们这边可以看到，它象征这个婴儿会被牺牲，然后会死为我们牺牲。
A verse we probably all know well is from Isaiah 53.
我们非常熟悉的是以赛亚书第五十三章。
Verses 3-5 say he was.Despised and rejected by mankind.
And 他讲到说他被人藐视，然后被人厌弃。
A man of suffering and familiar with pain.
他多受痛苦，常经忧患。
Like one from whom people hide their faces.
好像被藐视，被人掩面不看的一样。
He was despised, and we held him in low esteem.
但是我们也不尊重他。
Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering.
但是他担当我们的忧患。
Yet we considered him punished by God.
我们却以为他受责罚。
Stricken by him.
被神击打。
But he was pierced for our transgressions.
但他是为我们的过犯受伤。
He was crushed for our iniquities.
为我们的罪孽压伤。
The punishment that brought us peace was on him.
因他受的平安，我们可以得平安。
And by his wounds we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们可以得医治。
He is our living myrrh.
他是我们活着的没药。
So these are the three gifts of the Magi.
这就是这些博士所带来三个礼物。
We always hear about them at Christmas.
我们常在圣诞节时候听到这个故事。
And because there are three gifts, we always think there are three of them.
所以我们在常讲说，因为有三个礼物，大概就三个博士。
We don't know. There may have been two. There may have been 60.
也许可能是两个，也许可能有60个。
We just know that these were the gifts they brought.
但是我们不知道到底，但是知道这些是他们所带来的礼物。
But there was a fourth gift.
还有第四个礼物。
Matthew 2:11.
在马太福音2:11，第二章第十一节。
On coming to the house,
当他们来到那个屋子的时候
，they saw the child with his mother Mary.
他们看到这个婴孩跟他的母亲。
And they bowed down.And worshipped him.
他们就低下来去崇拜他。
Again, these were men of import.
这个人是非常重要的。
Possibly royalty.
可能是非常尊贵的。
We're not sure of the religious views.
但我们并不知道他们的宗教的背景。
But they knew they were in the presence of someone greater than them.
但他们知道这个婴孩是非常非常重要。
They bowed down.
他们俯伏敬拜他。
They worshipped.
他们想拜他。
They gave over their beliefs and their allegiances.
他把他们的自己的所信任的所相信的摆在他的面前。
They were men of means, but their wealth meant nothing now.
但他们可能是非常重要的人物，可是呢，在这个婴孩面前都不重要。
They were in the presence of the Messiah.
他们是在弥赛亚面前。
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, 19-21,
在马太福音第五章里面说，
Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth.
不要积财宝在地上。
Where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal.
在地上有虫子咬会朽坏。
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
但是你要积攒财宝在天上。
Where neither moth nor rust destroys.
天上没有虫子咬也不会朽坏。
And where thieves do not break in and steal.
然后贼也不会来偷。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
The fourth gift.
第四份礼物。
Was their lives.
他把他们自己的生命给神。
They gave over all they had to the baby.
他们把他们所有的都献给这个婴儿。
And just like them, we are the fourth gift.
就像他们一样，我们也是那第四份礼物。
I'm going to depart from my script here just a little bit.
我会稍微离开我要讲的离题一点。
I was thinking about this morning.
我今天早上在想这件事情。
I've had a very busy week.
我这个礼拜非常的忙碌。
My whole family came in.
我们家人所有都回到家。
So we had 15 people at my house.
我们大家里面有15个人。
And we opened gifts.
我们打开我们的礼物。
And my grandchildren, this was like their third or fourth Christmas.
And 在我的孙子辈，这已经是第三次要或第四次过圣诞节了。
And I was thinking about what my wife and I gave them and gave our own children.
And 我就跟我的太太在想，要给他们什么东西。
And it gave us great joy.
And 真的给予的是我们非常开心。
But I realized as I've gotten older,
但是我还在想说，当他们越来越年长的时候，
that I give at Christmas much more than I'm given.
And 其实我给的呢，比我所收到的更多。
And that is as it should be.
这是应该就是这样子。
When we give a gift to God,
当我们给我跟神一个礼物。
Our Father gives us back so much more.
但是我们的天父给我们的更多。
We cannot outgive our God.
我们永远没有办法给我们的神比他给我们的更多。
As a fourth gift, we give him our lives.
And 做第四份礼物是把我们自己的生命献给他。
But he gives us back a gift of eternal life.
但他给我们的却是永恒的生命。
And it's not just a life that we look forward to.
And 并不是我们在看到我们这是前面的我们的生命会如何。
It is a life here and now that is better.
And 是这样从现在开始的这样的一个生命，这样的这个永恒的盼望跟生命。
As he promises in John 10, it is an abundant life.
在约翰福音里面讲，这是一个丰盛的生命。
So at this Christmas season, when we give gifts,
当我们在这样的一个季节的时候，当我们给礼物的时候，
give him your life.And he will give you back so much more.
你把你自己给他，他会给你的更多。
Romans 8:16-17 says,
罗马书第八章十六到第十七节这样说，
The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Now if we are children, we are heirs.
我们是儿女的话，就是后裔。
Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ.
And 神的后裔就是与基督同作后裔。
If indeed we share his sufferings,
如果我们跟他一同受苦，
in order that we may also share in his glory,
我们将会跟他一同受荣耀。
He gives us a heart of gold.
他给我们就是一个黄金。
We in turn should give it back to him.
我们同样把这样一个心愿意摆上给他，给回。
So we can present ourselves to Christ as gold.
And 当我们给神的时候，我们就把最好这个黄金给神。
Because we are royalty with him.
因为我们是尊贵的，我们是皇族。
As followers of Christ, we are also priests.
我们同样，我们也是祭司。
First Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen people."
And 在彼得前书第二章第九节说，你们是被拣选的祭司。
A royal priesthood, a holy nation.
是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度。
God's special possession that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness.
是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入光明
into his wonderful light. So as the perfume of incense might fill a room, we should be filling the room with our
incense.
Are we a sweet smell for Christ?
我们是不是在我们身上有馨香,
2 Corinthians 2:15 states,
and 在哥林多前, 后书第二章这样说,
for we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ.
我们在神的面前, 我们需要有基督馨香之气,
among those who are being saved and those who are perishing.
不管是得救的人或不得救的人,
if we truly present ourselves to Christ, we do his work. We are his priests here on earth. And as far as the myrrh and his sacrifice, Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们,
in the view of God's mercy,
在神的里面,
to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Living sacrifice. Sometimes the living is more challenging than the dying. John 15:12-13. My command is this. Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this. To lay down one's life for one's friends. We can be living myrrh. We can be a healing ointment. Are you a healer to those around you? But all these come down to that fourth gift. Have you presented yourself to Christ? Have you bowed before the newborn king? Have you become royalty? If not, that'd be a great way to start the new year. There's a star beckoning. The door's open. The baby's waiting. Walk in today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your gift of your Son.
亲爱的主耶稣,我们感谢你,你把你自己的,
we truly have no gift worthy of him.
我们真的是不配得这样的一个,
so we present ourselves.
但是我们愿意来到你面前,
we give our lives to you. And we accept the new life that you bring to us. Help us live like the royalty we now are. Help us to fill the world around us with the sweet aroma of your Spirit. And help us be a healing balm to everyone we meet. And we can only do this by the gift of your Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.